mind is Joseph Cooper, back with today's topical currents. It's 47 minutes past 1 o'clock. We're visiting with Jeff Kelly, Jeff T.J. Kelly. We're talking about his Vietnam experiences and also more recent experiences in Afghanistan. I have an emailer, Robert in Fort Lauderdale. Jeff, he says, have you been back to Vietnam after the war? And secondly, why do you think that with all that the U.S. did in Vietnam, the people there today do not feel animosity towards us?
No, I haven't been back. I thought about it a number of times. I almost went once, but I know some guys who went, and they said that there's no trace of our presence there, which is hard for me to believe, but I think it would be even more troubling to go back and find out as if we had left no tracks. And for the second part of the question, I've heard that the reason why they like the Americans is because we never ate their chickens. And the South Vietnamese and the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong would come in and take their chickens and take what they could, and we always left them alone. We had money.
How did you feel when Saigon finally fell in, what, 75? Those people on the roof of the embassy climbing into a helicopter.
I was literally sick to my stomach watching that and thinking of all the good men, the good Marines and who I knew who died for this effort, and to see it end that way was very, very troubling.
Did you have any mental difficulties upon your return after the combat experience?
Yes, I suffered from a post-traumatic stress, as I think a lot of people, but luckily for me, I was a little bit older. I was in my 21, 22 when I was there, instead of 19 the way most young soldiers were. I had some college. I had a bit of maturity going. And I think I got off fairly lightly when it came to the PTSD. Symptoms were like I couldn't go to a crowded bar or a nightclub. I was alone a lot. I bought a boat and I would go diving by myself all the time. Socially, I was retarded a bit. And I went to counseling at the vet center, and I really got a lot out of it. And it helped me a lot to understand. And I'm very grateful to the vet center for the help they gave me.
Let's go back to the phones, as promised. Mahmoud in Miami, hi. Is that correct? Hello? Hello, you're on the air. Mahmoud. Oops. Looks like we lost him. Let me get them off the air. Our telephone number, obviously we have a line open, 305-995-1800. 305-995-1800. Did you resent the protests and the people who weren't having to fight for their lives like you did on a daily basis back home?
I resented to see North Vietnamese flags being carried around at the Chicago Convention. I resented that quite a lot. I resented finding medical supplies donated to the North Vietnamese by the SDS Berkeley chapter, which we discovered. I didn't resent fellows who were willing to go to prison for their principles. Those guys I respected. Now that I'm 58 years old, and I don't feel any difference in my generation, but for a lot of years I did. I felt that, you know, there was the guys who went and the guys who didn't go. That, thankfully, is gone.
305-995-1800. We have a question about Jose in Coral Gables. Now you're up. Oh, sorry, Coral Springs. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I graduated high school right before that scene, and if that scene with people on the embassy rooftop, and that's probably what I remember most about Vietnam, because I grew up with it on television daily, and my parents obviously were the ones that were freaking out the most, because I really didn't appreciate the position that I was in with regard to being drafted. I guess what I'm getting at is I almost got drafted, and in retrospect, I wonder if I would have gotten drafted, would I have survived? Because I'm naturally not a person that is combative, or deals well with combative situations in that it's all or nothing with me. And the other thing is, you know, if you did find a way to survive out there in this war, what changes, what mental changes inside you had to take place in order for this to make it? And if you did it change you forever?
Well, to answer your question about would you survive and you're not a combative person, I think one figure to remember is that for every guy like me who was in a maneuver battalion in Vietnam, there was 80 men behind him supporting him in different roles, administrative roles, medical roles, logistical roles. So if you were lucky, you would have been one of those 80. If you're unlucky, like me, you'd have been the one.
I remember growing up with guys that just a few years older than me, and if they were lucky, they came back. I kept on hearing stories about a 1-to-5 survival ratio when you were a foot soldier out there.
No, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad, no. Huh? Well, I guess in this particular group of people, there was only one out of several that came back, and they were all like people that we knew.
Yeah.
In Miami. Good. So, with regard to your experience with post-traumatic stress syndrome, that's basically in the context that I was asking you the question, and that is, you know, did that happen because of the changes you had to make in order to survive, or was it just the horror of it that screwed you up?
Gee, I really don't know. I mean, I can't answer that. I'm not qualified to answer that. Some people say it was the sour reception we got when we returned that created the PTSD. I don't know.
Yeah, I never have understood that sour reception. You guys were doing a job. Period. Well, thanks, man.
Okay,
Jose. Thanks for your call. Jeff Kelly, what brought you home from Afghanistan, and do you intend to go back?
Well, they asked me to stay over, but I got a stomach parasite called Giardia, which is a really nasty bit of business. And I lost a bit of weight over there, and I just wanted to come home and get healthy and get my immune systems back up. They offered Islamabad to me if I go back. I would run the Islamabad station. So that's a possibility.
That'd be a little cushier?
Yeah, Islamabad is an interesting place. It was created in 1967 by a Swedish architectural firm. It's all laid out in sections and grids, and anybody can find their way around Islamabad. Hmm. And it's beautiful. Every house is 50 meters square, and it's all tree-lined and green spaces everywhere. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And they have things like Pizza Hut. So it's not exactly first world, but second world, I guess you would say. Hmm. So, yeah, I would consider going back there.
And writing?
Yeah, I'm living on my boat, and I'm working on my novel. I'm trying to finish this novel that I'm working on. I've never published any fiction, and I'd like to. And this thing I'm working on now, it's a Vietnam book, but it's written from the point of view of a woman who was a Viet Cong nurse. And the purpose of writing it is to show the tenacity of the people we were fighting, and to show that no matter how many of those we killed, we would have never killed them all. We would have never won. We never had a shot of winning that war. Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion.
Jeff T.J. Kelly, I want to thank you for coming on Topical Currents. Jeff Kelly is the author of DMZ Diary, which you can look at online at dmzdiary.com. And, of course, was working with the United Nations in Afghanistan. Thanks, Jeff. Nice to meet you.